This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump on Twitter this morning talking about potentially closing the U.S. border with Mexico altogether if lawmakers don't give him the wall funding he wants, wanting to build that wall to keep illegal immigrants out of the U.S. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Now, this comes as an illegal immigrant accused of shooting and killing a police officer in California during a traffic stop. 33-year-old Ronald Singh murdered Randy Richardson, the police chief in Newman, California, calling this officer an American patriot.
And the manhunt for that suspect's continuing. CenturyLink says it's continuing to work to restore internet and phone connection to customers nationwide. Customers in many major cities, including Chicago, L.A., Phoenix, Dallas, and Seattle, are in some cases unable to even make 911 calls. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyroot Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Pictures and images of a bright blue light lighting up the New York skies last night go viral on social media after a transformer explodes in Queens.
I was thinking it's the end of the world, like something's going to happen to New York.
That was one witness's reaction. The explosion did knock out power to LaGuardia Airport for a while, so the FAA briefly shut down flights there. A gun rights group filing a lawsuit to overturn the Trump administration's planned ban on bump stocks. Gun Owners of America and others filing the suit in the Western District of Michigan. The lawsuit claims a ban should be a legislative change and not done through regulation. The husband of former Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is reportedly considering a run for U.S. Senate. Politico says former astronaut Mark Kelly is laying the groundwork to run as a Democrat in the 2020 special election to replace the late Senator John McCain. Republican Martha McSally has been appointed to the seat on an interim basis. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyroot, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyroot Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Instagram's apologizing for what was supposed to be a limited trial that accidentally went worldwide. Users logging onto their Instagram accounts on Thursday morning saw a trial version where they had to swipe left or right to view additional photos instead of the traditional swiping up and down. Based on Twitter reaction, users were not happy with that change. Instagram since fixing it, tweeting that the change was meant only for a few users on a trial basis, but a mistake gave it a much wider audience. Don't skip breakfast. That's the message from researchers in Germany who say skipping that meal for even one day a week can raise your risk of type 2 diabetes. The new study published in the Journal of Nutrition finds skipping the meal one day a week led to a 6% higher risk of diabetes, and it increases each additional day with a 55% higher risk for skipping the entire week. The studies claim the body reacts when people break the fast of sleeping, and it kickstarts metabolism and changes the way the body uses sugar. By not eating breakfast, the body continues to store sugar in fat cells, waiting for it to be needed. And the college football playoff semifinals are Saturday with number 2 Clemson battling number 3 Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl. And in the Orange Bowl, top-ranked Alabama meets number 4 Oklahoma. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625. America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Another busy day in news and something very critical here that we're going to lead off with. Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us. Dr. Corsi, the author of the best-selling book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. And we're going to get his side of the story next. Dr. Corsi, as always, an honor to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Good, Bill. It's good to be with you as well. Thank you.
Well, look, we need to get it from you and get it straight. A lot of punditry out there, which is typical of the fake news environment today. And I've been looking forward to this opportunity for you to present your side of the story. I think you've done something that is quite courageous. I'm hearing from the everyday American, Jerry, that they are encouraged by what you do, that you're standing up to the bullies and what they try to make you do.
Well, Bill, it's a completely politically motivated and it's criminally driven, the Bueller investigation. I mean, my case, they want to essentially put me in prison because I couldn't remember a few emails.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a natural memory mistake and suddenly you're a criminal. I'm 72 years old. I've never committed a crime in my life. I think I have hardly a parking ticket on my,
right.
You know, my background. And, mm-hmm. You know, I go into Mueller with, give them all my computers, they hand over my cell phone, mm-hmm. my email accounts, everything they want. I feel I've got nothing to hide.
You voluntarily do this, right? I mean, they're not asking. Yeah. You just bring it all and just say, here it is. Have at it.
First thing we did was, mm-hmm. You want any of these devices? You want any? What else would you like to see?
Mm-hmm.
A completely open book. I mean, I gave them my passwords and, you know, usernames for all my email accounts.
Mm-hmm.
I helped the FBI and Quantico download my Twitter and Google account because they had that double verification on it. You know, you have to authorize access,
right,
with your cell phone and the like. So I did all that. And yet, you know, the first day they asked me if I wanted to send anyone to see Assange, and I said no.
Mm-hmm.
But then they produced this email I hadn't seen in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I had not been able to download my 2016 emails before I began testifying because I had this time machine, which had everything in it.
Right.
But the computer itself was virtually broken. At any rate, when I saw the email, they allowed me to amend my testimony. And yet, in the one count they want me to plead guilty to, they were going to charge me with my unamended testimony, the memory mistake on the first day. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to swear before a judge and God,
mm-hmm.
that I knowingly and willfully present them information I knew to be false with an intent to deceive them. I didn't do that.
Right.
Made a memory mistake.
Well, and that seems, you know, reasonable. The fact that, you know, they even gave you an opportunity to go back and amend and take a look. You know, that seemed to be fair-minded of them to allow you to do that. But then afterwards to come back and go, oh, on this technicality, we're going to call a penalty and put the rest of your life at risk here.
Well, see, they wanted my testimony, and through, I said there were two rounds. The first round, when they were just after, you know, how I was working with Roger Stone, they were happy with the testimony. Mm-hmm. But the special prosecutor blew it up because they wanted me to connect Stone to Assange. You know, they were going to say, Jerome Corsi, Roger Stone, Jerome Corsi, Assange, and then Roger Stone, Steve Bannon, and Trump. And that was going to be their collusion to coordinate how Assange was going to release these emails that supposedly Russia stole.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Russia didn't steal the emails, and I did not ever contact Julian Assange. I don't know him. I've never had any email or phone or any other kind of conversation with him. I didn't have any intermediary who did.
Mm-hmm.
And so I broke their chain, and they were furious.
Right.
Special prosecutors couldn't accept that in July and August 2016, I flew over to Italy with my wife's family. We had our 25th wedding anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And in that flight, kind of fit together. I connected the dots, and I realized that the emails that Assange had left after July 22nd, 2016, when he dropped those emails with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, were Assange's Augustus email. And I told that to Roger. I told that to everybody else. And the special prosecutor said, "You're lying. You had to have a source." I said, "I didn't have a source."
Right.
So we went. The second round became just, the whole thing was a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And I was constantly forgetting things and constantly misrepresenting. It was my testimony every 2 minutes until I couldn't give them what they wanted. Then they became belligerent. They pressured me. They used memory techniques, and finally they just blew it up and said all my testimony was worthless because I couldn't give them what they wanted. And I'm not going to plead guilty to a crime I didn't commit. I'm not
exactly.
Gonna,
well, you know,
you know,
and
my religion is too important to me, and
right.
I'm just not going to go in and swear before God, like, you know, knowingly and willfully, you know, information that I knew to be false to deceive them. I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it seems that there's some parallels between your story just in terms of the tactics that were utilized here for what was utilized with General Flynn, although it was much more forceful. You know, they're bringing in his family. They're threatening you know, put his son through the gauntlet as what you went through. And people who have not gone through something like this, Jerome, they don't understand what kind of pressure is taking place. I mean, we see it depicted sometimes in movies, you know, with the lamp, the heat lamp focused on you and the intense interrogation. But unless you've been there yourself, you can't even begin to comprehend the kind of pressure that takes place. And meanwhile, your brain just is not moving fast enough to remember everything, knowing that if you make a slight slip up, that this could get you in jail.
Well, I think General Flynn is a great American hero, and I think he should. I think he should be pardoned. I think it's a great travesty what they do, I wrote a book called Silent No More. It's out now. It'll be out in hopefully at the end of this week in an ebook edition.
Mm-hmm.
It's up on Amazon. You know, we've made more money in the hardcover, but it's not going to be printed until March. So I said to the publisher, let's get the ebook out now so people can read it.
Mm-hmm.
And this weekend, I'm going to finish doing the audio book myself. And pretty soon we'll have the audio book up there. This will show you, I wrote this as we were going through the Mueller horror show, and I wrote it first person, in fact, you're sitting there with me,
mm-hmm.
and you can feel what it was like. And I think this book is going to be, needs to be read by all Americans to go through the experience. It's a horror show. Right today, okay, today,
mm-hmm.
I still don't know if they're going to come to the front door and put handcuffs on me and take me away. I still don't know. I'm expecting who's going to take me at any minute. And he's going to indict me because I've got a bad memory. Who knows what charge?
Since right.
This is them. They're going to throw the book at me, is what I'd like attorneys to say.
Right.
You know, and so let me go ahead, Phil. They want to put, you know, me, a 72-year-old guy who punished me for all the books I've written. is they don't like, you know, all the book, you know, I'm Citric Band, which I co-authored with John O'Neill in 2004, my books against Obama, this current killing the deep state. They made it clear they hated me, the special prosecutor. They hate what I've written. They hated me.
Wow.
They called me a liar. They said my books were all lies.
We got to go to break. We'll be right back. More from Dr. Jerome Corsi after this. Stay with us.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
All the comes to me. I will be done.
listening to The Will of God, and I thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for sharing a part of your day with us as we come to you fresh and independent, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Dr. Jerome Corsi continues. The conservative writer has filed a criminal complaint against Mueller. He alleges their bid to seek false testimony. Jerome, you know, your reaction to Mueller, I got to believe, it's got to be surprising to them. And this is why, I guess, in part, you know, in the middle of this interview, you could very well hear a knock at the door and they could take you away.
Well, my attorneys tell me that Mueller is now angry and they're going to be vengeful and they're going to throw the book at me. And right through in the middle of this interview, they could knock on the front door, put me in handcuffs, haul me down to Washington, D.C., and throw me in a jail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my wife wouldn't have time to pack a toothpaste for me. I mean, a toothbrush.
Yes.
And they just ripped me out of my family. You know, I got to deal with my wife crying, and she's very strong. She's going to support me through this. And my daughter, is Grandpa going to go to prison on Christmas?
Right.
Well, I have safe, baby. Maybe Grandpa will be in prison on Christmas.
Hmm. Well, as you were explaining, I wanted to give you this platform to tell your side of the story outside of all the pundits, to lay it out straight. As you were saying, you were very cooperative with them. You gave them passwords. Here's all the information. And when they weren't getting what it was that they wanted, they went in with a specific agenda. These prosecutors put you through this incredible experience, who are they?
Well, there were three prosecutors. Jeannie Ree, who was kind of the head of it, she was a hardcore Hillary lawyer. She represented Hillary in the emails and Clinton Foundation. Aaron Zelinsky, he was a prosecutor under Rosenthal, and he helped in the Uranium One cover-up. And then Andrew Goldstein, and he was our corruption chief for Brett Bahara, Southern District of New York, and they had a case I reported on where for 4 years, Brett Bahara and his whole team an FBI agent leaking grand jury information to the Wall Street Journal and to the New York Times. These are all hardcore Democratic partisans, and they use the worst possible prosecutorial techniques to bludgeon people. When finally I couldn't give them, I wouldn't give them. I never had a contact with this dog.
Right.
When I wouldn't lie, they blew it up, and now they start attacking me on my books. I mean, Zelinsky, they give me half-hour lectures. Zelinsky's telling me that my books are worthless, that I take a fact here, fact there, and weave them into lies, get millions of people to believe these lies. I mean, they're now ready to prosecute me for co-authoring Unfit for Command in 2004 against John Kerry for my books on Obama, including the Obama Nation, and for my current book, Killing the Deep State. People hate me. They made it absolutely clear when they threw me out and said, next thing, expect Dr. Corsi plea agreement. When they gave me the plea agreement, I didn't want the plea agreement. I was on my way to NBC. The limo was pulling up to 49th Street, NBC studio entrance. I was going to give an interview. My attorney called and said, don't go in. Zelinsky and the prosecutors just called and don't give any more interviews. They'll give you a plea deal where you won't have to go to jail. Well, my wife said, at least listen to the plea deal, so I canceled the interviews. Then I get the plea deal, and I recognize that they want me to. One count I have to plead guilty to, but it's the testimony I gave before they allowed me to amend it, completely corrupt on their part. And I'm lying. I did not knowingly and willfully give the grand jury or Zelinsky and his prosecutors information I knew to be false with an intent to deceive them. I did the opposite. I gave them everything I had openly. Why would they do that if I was going to lie to them? And they make it out that you lie. I didn't lie. The memory test. I forgot a few emails.
Right.
And now in the federal prison, I'm going to die in. Well, my lawyers said, they're mad at you. They'll come at you now eventually to make a case out of you that resisting their authority, you're going to die in prison.
Mm.
So I said, so be it. You know, at least I'll die in prison. You know, Jesus Christ is my personal savior. If I have to die in prison because I refuse to lie before God and a judge, so be it.
Exactly. Right. Well, God bless you for your conviction. But, you know, people of America need to wake up and understand this is the weaponized government environment that we live in. John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute has been warning us for over a decade about how this government has been, you know, getting out of control. But it seems that the 2016 election, Jerry, has just unhinged them. I mean, to the point that the rule of law is out the door. It's just about their agenda. Now, getting back to one of the things that they suggested was that there was ongoing conversation and collusion between you and Roger Stone. Clarify and clear that up, if you would.
Well, I mean, this is ridiculous. First of all, they're prosecuting Roger Stone for politics and me for participating in politics. Now, there's one issue where I wrote a memo for Roger, so I thought he could explain that it was not Podesta when he wrote this famous email, you know, Podesta's time at the barrel. Mm-hmm. It was all the work on Podesta making money and Hillary making millions of dollars in Russia by selling military technology to Russia during the reset, which, by the way, none of the Democrats, Mueller and the group, do not want to investigate. They don't want to hear about that.
Of course.
So I said, yeah, in their terms, that was a lie because I tried to explain to them that, you know, in their terms, it was not absolutely true. Because they said, in public relations, in all politics, I was trained by Edward Bernays, who created public relations. You're what they call engineering consent. You're
yes.
creating mm-hmm. narratives that position mm-hmm. your candidates. I said to the grand jury, look, British Petroleum hires a publicist. They've been exploiting oil resources all over the world for 100 years. Suddenly they changed their name to BP, and now they're Beyond Petroleum. But Beyond Petroleum is maybe 1 or 2% of BP's business. But, you know, there's no more Beyond Petroleum than
right.
Long John Silver is Beyond.
It's kind of like Planned Parenthood. We know
yeah,
that, right?
I mean,
right.
So, it's, you know, this is, I was engaging in normal public relations, which they, I had to testify to the grand jury. You know, I knew to be a lie because it wasn't, in my view, perfectly true. Roger has a different view of it. Roger is entitled to his view of it. But, you know, I had to plead guilty to politics as if it were a crime.
Yeah.
How many lies did Hillary Clinton tell during the campaign? And she's like, you know, they don't care about that. So, but that wasn't really what they wanted. They were happy to get that. That was round one. Mm-hmm. I went to the grand jury. They all shook my hand. They were all thrilled with the testimony. Round two, because I couldn't give them the link. I didn't have a link to Assange or Stone or anybody else. They blew it up and said all my testimony was worthless. Now I'm going to go to prison. They started attacking me for my book. Their true feelings came out at the end of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I, after 2 months and 40 hours with these people, 6 sessions, you know, why do they go so far if I couldn't give them what they wanted, which was a solid link.
That's the whole bottom line of all this stuff. Well, Dr. Corsi, with the criminal complaint, we've got less than a minute. Where are we with this against Mueller?
Well, keep following. I've got CorsiNation.com.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody wants to donate, you can do it there. CorsiNation.com, regular updates. Also my Twitter account, which is Jerome_Corsi. I'm posting a lot on that.
Yes.
And videos as well as updates. I want the criminal complaint we filed against Mueller taken seriously by Whitaker. And my attorney's going to press that very hard, Larry Klayman and David Gray.
Great. Right. Excellent.
They should not ignore this criminal complaint.
And Silent No More is available?
It's available right now. Order the hardcover. It'll help us build the chart. By the end of the week, to the beginning of next, it'll be an e-book. Silent No More, and you can beat it immediately.
We got to leave it right there. Dr. Jerome Corsi, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question. The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump on Twitter this morning talking about potentially closing the U.S. border with Mexico altogether if lawmakers don't give him the wall funding he wants, wanting to build that wall to keep illegal immigrants out of the U.S. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Now, this comes as an illegal immigrant accused of shooting and killing a police officer in California during a traffic stop. 33-year-old Ronald Singh murdered Randy Richardson, the police chief in Newman, California, calling this officer an American patriot.
And the manhunt for that suspect's continuing. CenturyLink says it's continuing to work to restore internet and phone connection to customers nationwide. Customers in many major cities, including Chicago, L.A., Phoenix, Dallas, and Seattle, are in some cases unable to even make 911 calls. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Christmas time is here, and happiness and cheer, fun for all that children call their favorite time of
year. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Well, according to the Fall 2018 Bank of America Business Advantage Small Business Owner Report, a semi-annual study that explores the concerns, aspirations, and perspectives of 1,000 small business owners across the country, entrepreneurs expect to end 2018 on a high note, with most anticipating year-over-year revenue growth, and many indicating plans to hire and expand in 2019. And here to tell us more about it is Sharon Miller, head of small business with Bank of America. Sharon, always good to be hearing from you. How you doing?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is exciting. Another great report here, a survey of small businesses says things are quite bright, finishing 2018 on a high note, 2019 forecasting very positive right now, right?
It is. In fact, 80% of our business owners surveyed said they're confident that their year-end revenue would exceed 2017. So this is very, very positive for the economy. And what we find is the economy remains very strong as revenue expectations, growth plans, expansion plans, all of that came back positive and, in fact, a three-year high.
Wow, that's incredible. So as far as expectations, I think we gave an idea that it looks pretty good for entrepreneurs, right? They're pretty excited.
are. And so it is very, very optimistic, and the expectations are strong. And it does bode well for going into 2019. And what we also found were that there were still some concerns out there. I mean, it's not all positive, but we certainly, you know, you're always going to have to balance that with what's on your mind and how are you concerned. And the number one reason business owners told us that they're, you know, a little uncertain around some economic issues, one was around health care costs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And every time we survey small business owners, and I know you and I talk each time the survey comes out, we find that health care issues are the number one issue that small business owners are worried about. It's keeping them up at night. Mm-hmm. The cost, the regulations, how do I make sure that I have it available so I can be competitive and relevant in today's job market? And the second one is around corporate taxes. So we found that people are still concerned. Small business owners are concerned around that. Mm-hmm. However, this is a new low as far as where the concern lies. 37% told us they're concerned over corporate taxes, and that's down from 51% in the fall of 2017.
Well, that seems positive, even though that is a concern, but at least getting down there, maybe that tells us that they're getting more of a handle on it. What is their concern about trade policy?
We found 43% identified U.S. trade policy as a concern of their business. And so, you know, we do find that it is a concern. We hear it in the news. We know that it's an ongoing discussion and debate. And it does impact small business owners, especially those that are, you know, doing business more globally and internationally. So we want to make sure that as we are helping guiding our small business clients, that we're here for them to help them, you know, work around what's happening in the economy, because really what they can control is their business and their business plan and whether they want to hire. And so how can we help them be more relevant? So, for example, perhaps providing retirement plans or health care plans for people that are coming to work for their company so that they can attract and retain the right employees.
Exactly. Well, you know, speaking of employees, we have a situation where employees are looking to upgrade. And so a lot of competition now for employees, right?
There's a lot of competition. And so when we're thinking about expanding or growing a business, and that's what most small business owners told us, it's about people. I mean, most of the time, yes, it might be about buying another location, but if you're going to open a new location, you're going to need people to staff it. And so the plans to hire and apply for loans hit multi-year highs as far as our survey is concerned. And so when you're thinking about hiring, you've got to be thinking about why is your company the best one to come to work for. And so many entrepreneurs are telling us that with from employees and their top talent and why they're staying is because they feel they're making a difference to that business. And when you have 100 or less employees, you're going to be able to have a lot more impact in that business, in the local community, than when you're in a global company of 200,000. So entrepreneurs are starting to press that advantage and really market that as a positive. Many are also giving them flex time or flex work arrangements, and that's attractive for prospective employees coming into work.
Well, I got to tell you, Sharon, I'm glad you point out the fact that employees want to know they're making a difference, and especially in a local community. And this is why it's so key for entrepreneurs to make sure that they're out there, you know, beating the drum of the company's mission and their value to the community, right?
That's right. I mean, it's the value to the economy. I mean, that's a Bank of America bill. We operate in 90 local markets because we know that business is local.
Yes.
And that we want to serve our local communities. And certainly we have the strength of a national franchise, but how we operate under Brian Moynihan is under 90 local markets. And so that's what makes it powerful. And so we're mimicking what entrepreneurs are doing because we want to be there and relevant. And so the other, you know, some of the other advantages of small business employment, not just making a difference in the local economy, but also more collaborative environment, less bureaucracy. I mean, 61% said, I went to work there because it's less bureaucratic than corporate America. So
exactly.
These are all great reasons and unique advantages that business the small business can provide.
Right. Well, and I understand, and this makes sense, entrepreneurs are pretty bullish about entrepreneurship, aren't they? I mean, they're almost becoming evangelists because they know what it means to be the captain of their own ships. And here in America, boy, I'll tell you, the opportunity is very rich, and especially right now with what is happening in our economy and the business environment, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the number one reason people go into business, I mean, you know, when you sit down and talk to business owners, many times it's I want to be my own boss. I mm-hmm. want to be able to, you know, handle my own, you know, destiny, to control my own destiny, to really make a difference and be able to go with my passion. And so, yes, I mean, the spirit of entrepreneurial, it's contagious. It can do. I can do anything. And so that spirit is just very, very strong right now across the United States. 29 well, million small businesses across the United States. I mean, wow. this is the heartbeat of America.
Exactly. Well, and we understand holiday perks are going to abound. We're not, you know, in the realm of the Grinch
holiday
of Christmas.
Spirit.
Right? Yeah, exactly. So the holiday spirit is being spread. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, some of our small business owners says we're going to close the office, which is always nice, perhaps for the week. And in fact, 83% of our small business owners said we're going to offer some type of perk. So closing the office was one of the biggest, offering flexible hours, bonuses, holiday parties. So there's definitely cheer and merry out there across small business owners in the United States.
And of course, Christmas bonuses, you know, we always kind of tease around here about Christmas bonuses, but they're meaningful at time of the season. And this gives that extra, you know, kind of connection with the business, doesn't it, every year?
It does. And it's, you know, you can give back to perhaps you're, you know, buying more presents, giving back to the community, going to more dinners. So this all fuels the local economies too and business. So as more money is going into, you know, paying employees and giving them perks, it's being spread within the community. So that's something. The other thing that small business owners had were charitable plans for the holiday season.
Right.
So 62% said they were going to give back this season to the community. So whether it's a charity or nonprofit, giving employees time off to volunteer, that's always a great one. At Bank of America, we have time off to go volunteer. We've had this as a benefit since I've been working at the company 23 years ago. And it is a fantastic way to connect with our local communities and give back, because we are so blessed. And this time of year is a way to show it.
Exactly. Well, Sharon, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
You can go to bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness, and there's a lot of information there, including this report, or if you're an entrepreneur just getting started or a very established business, there's all sorts of tools and information there available.
Sharon Miller, head of small business with Bank of America, thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, huh?
Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Stock up and save at Kohl's. It's time to spend your Kohl's cash on after Christmas stock up with up to 70% off clearance. Save 50 to 60% on family outerwear, sweaters, and fleece. Save 60% on winter sleepwear and loungewear. And save 70% on holiday trim and decor. Plus, stock up on denim for the family and save big on bed and bath during our white sale. December 26th through 31st, only at Kohl's. Select styles, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time.
Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa, Genesis medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We got a real treat for you. With us right now from Fox Business, Fox News Business, is the new anchor and the centerpiece of their primetime lineup. Trish Regan joins us. Trish, how are you?
I'm good. It's good to talk to you.
Hey, good to talk to you. Congratulations. You're the anchor. I mean, you are the crown jewel in the midst of this primetime lineup. I mean, you can handle this. I mean, after all, you know, you're dealing with twins and a young son. I mean, this is nothing, right? You got this.
Yeah, right? That makes some of those strategists we get on the air look pretty easy compared to my 2 8-year-olds and my 6-year-old son. But it's a lot of fun. We're having a lot of fun, and we're doing really well, Bill. We are beating the competition hands down pretty easily, and we're the most highly rated show they've had at 8 o'clock ever at the network. So we're thrilled. We're thrilled.
What I love about it is that you are so targetedly relevant, and I think that's why people are responding to you. I mean, you are earnestly going out there and pursuing the facts and the truth, you know, like we are here on this show, and, you know, I was looking forward to this opportunity to talk to you, because I just wanted to congratulate you, you know, on all that you've done and what Fox Business is doing here now.
Thanks, Bill. You know, that means a lot. I you know, people have asked before, you know, are you partisan? And I've said, you know, look, I'm not really partisan. I care very much about the country and the direction of the country. I care about my children's future. I care about, you know, what are the policies in place that will actually get us to the most prosperity. And I don't think that needs to be a left or a right thing. I mean, I look at what the president has done, and I grew up, I was an Irish Catholic, and you were a Democrat, like you were Irish, like you were Catholic, where
right.
I came from,
exactly.
Right? Like, it was just part of the
right.
thing. It was your hereditary identity, period. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what I've seen increasingly, you know, really since I first went to college and studied economics is a lot of those policies that are theoretically designed to help the middle class have done anything but help the middle class. And so, you know, for whatever reason, the Republicans had not packaged that as well as they could have or should have until along came Donald Trump. And I think that his message resonated loud and clear, even with people that historically had been voting for the Democratic ticket and the Democratic Party. You look at places like Pennsylvania and a number of other sort of heavily union union-driven populations, and they said, wait a second, you know, this guy's making a lot of sense. So in 2016, we really saw, which is what I prefer, that it was not left versus right, but really the person himself and the policies that won out.
Well, I got to tell you, when it comes to partisanship, I would agree. I'm partisan, and I'm partisan for the individual American, that they should be able to realize everything that our founding fathers had hoped for and envisioned when they crafted the U.S. Constitution. It is a brilliant document, and when we follow the rules of that Constitution, incredibly, it seems to go well for this country when it honors the individual. And this is what Donald Trump, I believe, brought, you know, to the party here. And when I say the party, I'm talking about the grander party. I'm talking about the American party. I'm not talking about Democratic or Republican party.
I love that. It is such an eloquent way of putting it, really.
Right.
And a true way.
Yeah. And that, to me, that's what it's all about. I mean, I'm excited to see, you know, I talk to banks all the time, Trish. They're on the show and giving us updates and everything, and they are so excited. I'm excited to hear about small business development. People who had dreams that they put on the shelf a long time ago said, hey, it's not right. You know, the government's in the way. I've got all these impediments. Donald Trump comes along, and he like set the captives free. You know, the dreams that they've been holding that have waken them up, that, you know, wakes them up at 3 o'clock in the morning and going, if only, they're now, you know, to me, I'm more excited about that, frankly.
Well,
that people
it's
have
not that hard. You know, and that's what I don't know why it's been so hard for so many presidents, but you lower taxes, you lessen regulation, you strike a positive tone, right? Because the country needs to look forward to something. I covered Obamanomics for 8 years, and it drove me bonkers because there was opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. They were all squandered. And as much as he said, you know, basically you didn't build that, and business really doesn't deserve any credit for anything, what did that do? That really, I think it actually stifled the country. It made people nervous, business leaders nervous. It made the country nervous. They didn't invest. And consequently, the Fed was the only game in town. I mean, thank God he had the Federal Reserve there for him. Otherwise, we really would have been in, a near depression, because coming out of 2008, those were very scary times.
Well, nothing like having, you know, friends with a printing press that can print up $4 trillion and quantitatively ease you out of your doldrums and your incompetency. Trish, you know, to your point in Obamanomics, it drove me nuts, case in point, that pointed just to the clear incompetence was the Solyndra issue, for example. Here we invest the people's money in Solyndra, because it's a green energy deal, it's all the buzz, and this was all reflective of the Obama administration. So here we dump, what, $500 million into this business, and then right behind it, what did the geniuses of the Obama administration allow happen? They allow the Chinese to come right off the heels of that investment and underbid and compromise the people's investment, and they're allowed to sell solar panels cheaper and basically put Solyndra out of business. And then President Obama just later on kind of laughs, and which was another deal about those shovel ready jobs. I guess there wasn't those shovel ready jobs that we expected, and he laughed about it.
I know.
And he laughed at the expense of the people.
Listen, I hear you, and it's frustrating. It was frustrating to watch and to see, because as I said, it really isn't that hard. He overthought it, and I think he was fearful. As many politicians are, you know, I recently interviewed the president, and one of the things I was talking to him about was, you know, the whole China thing. And I'm like, you know, what you're saying absolutely makes all the sense in the world, and I'm very encouraged by it, because it's really caused people to rethink how we trade in a way that's quite meaningful. We just sort of took it for granted that we were going to be taken advantage of, and we were on this path to nowhere. And then someone came in and said, hey, wait a second. And he said to me, Bill, he said, you know, I looked at it all, and I saw that in some cases, China was charging a 40% tariff or tax, right? Well, we were charging nothing, and I thought, how is that fair? And I said, but, you know, no one else took that on. And he said, right, because no one else had the sort of stamina to. They're all a little bit fearful because they're getting, you know, their campaign coffers basically, you know, paid for by these companies that want to be doing business in China. So it's a huge conflict of interest. And he said, I made a decision. I said to myself when I came in here, I'm just going to do what I think is right, period. And, you know, it may not be popular. People may not like it. And the establishment certainly may not like it. But if I think it's the right thing for the country, I'm by far going to do it and certainly try to do it. And so I respect that. I mean, you know, look, he gets himself into hot water at times, and Twitter, you know, is certainly something that lands him there on occasion. But from a pure policy perspective and a work ethic perspective, I think he's doing a tremendous, tremendous job. And I think that the proof's in the pudding when you look at all the numbers.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, but this is what effective leadership does. And this is the difference of having a true CEO in this office. I have said for quite a while here, like no other job on the planet. Think about it, Trish. Like no other job. This is the president of the United States, and it's an OJT job. It's an on-the-job training experience. You don't go to Harvard. You don't go to Cornell. You don't go to, you know, there's no classes that you can take to say, I'm going to be a future president of the United States, right?
That's so true. That's so true. But see, that's why the chief executive experience, I think, is a good background to have. We've never really had that. I mean, you have your first businessman in modern history, anyway, president, who's coming in there and doesn't have all the political baggage and all of that, you know, that he's carrying around. Instead, he's going in and looking at things pretty clearly, just like a CEO would. Okay, you know, are we making money on this or are we not? Oh, we're losing money with China, so maybe we need to rethink that. That's a lousy deal. Let's fix it. And people say, oh, it can't be done. And he's sort of like, well, I'm sure as hell going to try. And I really think that that is a refreshing approach to government that we just, you know, we were lacking. We really were lacking. Mm-hmm. And I'm encouraged by it. And I think, again, I go back to lowest unemployment since 1969, a tremendous GDP growth, the market's doing just fine, knock on wood, and I think it all points in the right direction. One other thing, Bill, I would mention is that every time we used to get a good jobs report, like something that was decent, Obama would get out there and he'd say, well, you know, we got a long way to go, and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, could you for once act a little happy, a little glass half full? You know, you're the coach of the team, and you've got to keep the team sort of motivated and going. And it would be nice if you'd say something nice about the economy for a change, and you never did.
Yeah, he kind of channeled
the president, you know, is obviously the opposite of that.
Well, without a doubt, because he understands it. He is the leader of the team. He's the coach. Like, as you say, well said. And then I think in part Barack Obama channeled the Jimmy Carter, you know, perspective of the half empty glass, as you say. The other thing I thought you were going to mention was that what also came with the Obama numbers was an asterisk. And if you remember, each time, you know, 30 days later, the number they gave us always went down. It never went up. You know, but with Donald Trump, there is an asterisk, but it goes up.
Isn't
so,
that great?
You know, it's like, can we do the math here?
It's about time. And, you know, for him to try and take credit for it, you know,
amazing.
You know, and I've had strategists, so we always, I like both sides, even if I have to, you know, tell the other side they're dead wrong. But I like to hear both sides. I think it's important for viewers to hear it all. But, you know, I had a Democratic strategist on the other day who was insisting that this is somehow all Obama. And I'm like, hello, guys. I'm sorry, but, you know, I was there on the front lines of all of it, and it was not his policies. His policies actually held us back significantly. It was getting rid of his policies and reversing his policies that made the change.
Well, she is primetime Trish Regan at 8 p.m. Weeknights on the Fox Business Network. She anchors the new primetime business lineup at Fox Business. And congratulations once again, Trish. Thank you so much for being with us. I look forward to continuing the conversation if we can, when you can, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime.